I got saved at camp this week. My family aren't Christians. How can I share Jesus with them?
Your changed life will tell your family more about Jesus than your words will. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I've got a week's worth of great stories and scriptures to help you grow in your faith. Are you the only Christian in your family? If you are, it can be very challenging to share Jesus with your parents and siblings. They may even try to make fun of you and call you names like super religious. The best way to share Jesus may be through your actions. See, when you live a life of kindness, forgiveness, and love, then your family will really see the difference in you. Colossians 4:5 says, "Live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity." And now for our story, it's called A Living Witness. Kinsley got home from camp just as her family was sitting down to eat. "I'm so glad Aisha invited me to spend a week at camp with her," she said as she slid into her seat. "It was great. And guess what? I became a Christian." "So what? You think you're better than us now?" her sister asked. "We're not bad people, are we, Dad?" "Of course not," Dad answered. He looked annoyed. Kinsley started to reply, but then she noticed the others were beginning to eat. "Don't eat," she said. "We have to pray first and thank God for the food." "It's fine if you want to be religious, Kinsley," Dad said. "But you should really be thanking me and Mom for the food. We're the ones who bought it and cooked it. Now, let's eat." That evening, Mom mentioned the family reunion that was coming up on Sunday. "I can't go," Kinsley said. "I'm going to church. I don't want to miss it for a stupid family reunion." "If your new religion means insulting your family and calling them stupid, we don't want to hear any more about it," Dad said. When Kinsley told her friend Aisha what happened, Aisha suggested they ask her Sunday school teacher what Kinsley should do. "It's great that you want to tell your family about your new faith," Mrs. West said when the girls explained the problem. "But witnessing, that is, sharing Jesus with others, involves more than talking. You must also be a living witness. Don't try to change people, but let your actions and attitudes show them how Jesus has changed you." "I think I get it," Kinsley said after they talked about it some more. And in the following weeks, she found many opportunities to be a living witness. She helped around the house and avoided getting into fights. And when she messed up, she apologized. "Can I come to church with you this week?" her sister asked after Kinsley helped her with a school project one evening. "I want to see what your religion is all about. It sure has changed you." Kinsley smiled and was surprised to see Dad smiling too. "Thank you, Jesus," she prayed silently. "Thank you." So how about you? Do you witness through both your words and actions? It's good to tell others what Jesus has done for you, but no one will believe your words if your actions don't back them up. Show others how he's changed you by treating them with kindness and grace and putting them ahead of yourself. Trust him to help you be a living witness in everything you do and say. Our key verse, once again,
Colossians 4:5. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity.
And here's our key thought for the day. Witness through your life. If the Keys for Kids story is a big part of your everyday, I think you'll want to check out more great stuff from Keys for Kids Ministries. Find your mom and dad and then take them online to keysforkids.org. There you can listen to Keys for Kids Radio, play games at Camp Bianchi, and grow closer to God. Have some fun today at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids.